You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good morning and a very warm welcome to the Morning Market Podcast right here on Money Control. My name is Rakesh. All the activity that we can expect on Dalal Street and whatever transpired yesterday, a quick lowdown on all of that right here on Money Control.
The Morning Market Podcast, a Money Control exclusive.
It was a rather volatile day for the Indian markets yesterday. Nifty reclaimed 10,900, but the momentum fizzled out towards the close of the trade. What can we expect from today's session? Well, early indications seem to suggest that there was a strong lead for the BJP, just short of absolute majority in Karnataka Assembly elections. Just as soon as it became clear that the BJP, even though dramatically improved its performance, but the Congress was ready to provide support to the JDS, the indices slipped. The impact of the election will neutralize in a couple of days, but the market will take cues from this victory and expect similar results in the general elections of 2019. Stability in government is what the stock market is seeking. In the last couple of days, a lot of selling pressure has been observed in mid-caps and small-caps, and it will be continuing to underperform in the market. Analysts advise traders to book profits on any bounce towards 10,900, and a move below 10,780 would provide weight to this stance. Level of 10,840 followed by 10,880 would act as strong hurdles. Any attempt to bounce back towards these levels can be used as an exit opportunity. Early trends indicate that Congress might back the JDS in forming the government. A hung parliament would be something which might not go well with the markets. Like I said, markets seek stability. So use sell on rallies as a strategy till we cross 10,930 on closing basis. Well, let's turn to global cues and see if there is a trend that we can spot. Well, there is a trend and it points downward. Singapore Nifty futures are indicating a 0.66% down start, 10,754, or down 71.5 points is what we're looking at. Heading over to Japan, Nikkei 225 is trading down at 0.41%. The TOPIX index as I speak is down 0.21%. And Hang Seng of Hong Kong is also trading down 0.78%. And these, of course, have followed the cues from America, where the Dow closed 0.78% down at 24,706. FPIs sold 518 crore rupees from the equity markets and DIIs bought 531 crore rupees worth of shares in the Indian equity market. Again, what are some big ticket items that we should all be watching out for? Well, earnings will be in focus. As many as 72 companies will declare their results for the quarter ended March later today, which include names like Alembic Pharma, DB Corp, ITC, Hindalco, GSFC, JSW Steel, NIIT Limited, Tata Steel, Team Lease Services, and Z Media Corporation. There are some street expectations from these earnings as well. ITC PAT is likely to grow by 6.9% on year-on-year basis. Alembic Pharma PAT is likely to grow by 21.9% on year-on-year basis, fall by 13% on quarter-on-quarter basis. JSW Steel PAT is likely to grow by 69% on year-on-year basis, but fall by about 6.1% on quarter-on-quarter basis. Tata Steel PAT is likely to fall by 31% on year-on-year basis, fall by 4% on quarter-on-quarter basis. Hindalco PAT is likely to rise by 45% on year-on-year basis and fall by 17% on quarter-on-quarter basis. Well, what is the technical chart looking like today? The index has formed an inverted hammer or a shooting star kind of formation on the daily charts. If index forms a bearish candle in today's trade, there is a higher probability that the trend could reverse from the current levels. But even for the trend to reverse, Nifty must close below 10,600. India Volatility Index, which is a sort of panic meter for Dalal Street, fell down by 7.55% at 13.16 levels as the market got stuck in a range post the outcome of Karnataka elections. Three levels to watch out for today: 10,785, 10,930 and 11,000. Maximum call OI have been placed at 11,000 and 10,800. Maximum put OI have been placed at 10,500 and 10,700. Some stocks with high delivery percentage going into trade today: Marico, Z Entertainment Limited, Power Grid and RBL Bank. 22 stocks have seen long build-up. Bharat Financial, Bajaj Finance, UBL and Voltas are some among them. 71 stocks have seen short build-up. PC Jeweler, ACC Cement, Allahabad Bank and NCC are among those stocks. We've also had some earnings releases in the past couple of days. So what are some news that we've come across there, and what are indeed some news within the world of business and finance that we will be keeping on our radar? Well, Lupin has reported a 777 crore rupee quarter four loss on one-time impairment provisions. Allahabad Bank Chief Usha Anand Subramanian has been relieved of CEO duties as CBI has implicated her in the 2 billion Nirav Modi scam as well. And Allahabad Bank incidentally reported net loss of 3,509 crore rupees in quarter four on NPA rise. So RBI puts deposit and lending restrictions on Allahabad Bank. So all of these factors contributing to how the stock might perform in the stock market today. It was a terrible day for Allahabad Bank yesterday as well. We will keep an eye out again today on Allahabad Bank as well. And finally, Jubilant Life gets US FDA not for niacin extended release tablets. So Jubilant Life shares are something we will keep an eye on. And finally, what are some trading ideas that we have gathered from experts? We spoke to Guinness Securities and they have given us a list of three stocks which could give as much as 9.3% in return. We start with Bharat Petroleum Corporation Limited, that is BPCL, which has a buy call. It has closed as of yesterday at 405.8 rupees, target of 438 rupees, stop loss at 387 rupees for return of 8.15%. NMDC has a buy call as well, target is 107 rupees, stop loss at 124 rupees, return of 9.32%. And HDFC, that is Housing Development Finance Corporation, has a buy call as well with a target of 2040 rupees, stop loss at 1880 rupees and return of 5.97%. Well, that's all the information you need to know before going into trade. We are, of course, glued to our television screens to find out what happens in the Karnataka elections and how that affects stock market is what we'll find out when we come back later in the evening with the Market Closing Podcast. Until then, on behalf of everyone here at Money Control, this is me, Rakesh, saying thank you for joining us on moneycontrol.com. And do stay logged on to moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This is an exclusive podcast on Money Control.